Welcome to the Contractor Biz Corner podcast, where we get together to spend time discussing business principles, legal pitfalls, and tax strategies to help you grow your business, protect what you build, keep more of your money, and plan for the eventual exit. Where we're all busy, thank you so much for spending time with us. Welcome back. This is Joshua Irvine again with the Contractor Biz Corner. And today we're going to talk a little bit about, well, I'm going to set the stage actually for what we're going to do from time to time as we look at some books out there, some other podcasts, some other material that is being provided and shared with business leaders and business owners. And occasionally I'm going to take kind of my own pet projects, my own pet books, my favorite stories, and share some of those with this community, obviously with the hope that you can take away a couple of ideas or a couple of thoughts that will improve your own business and your own development as a leader and an owner of your business. And so from time to time, as we do that, just know that I'm not really getting paid. In fact, I'm not getting paid at all for these books. These are ones from my personal library. If there are books, if there's material out there that you'd love for me to read and to share some thoughts on, I'm happy to. Anyway, and just because this is the few ideas that stand out to me doesn't mean that, obviously, that's all that's in the entirety of the book. Most of these books are, you know, a couple hundred pages, so there's probably a lot of things you can take away from each one. Just going to share a couple that stand out to me. That said, what this is not, and this from time to time as we talk a little bit about some of these books and some of these stories that have been shared in the community, this is not a page-by-page book report. It's not intended to be. Really, it is me gleaning one, two, maybe three principles that stood out to me either the first time I read it or the most recent time. And because I don't feel like you get everything out of content the first time viewing or listening or reading. And so I might from time to time revisit some of these topics and some of these books and share a couple additional principles that maybe we didn't cover the first time around. And before I jump into this one today, I think it's helpful to just mention a little bit about culture and the culture of business itself. I've worked in and traveled and had offices in many different countries throughout the world. And so when I talk about culture, I'm approaching this from kind of a Western US type business culture. There's lots of philosophies, there's lots of styles and approaches, and you're going to have to define what that culture is for you. For me and in my business, with my staff, reading and learning and sharing thoughts from books is something that we do regularly. And this particular book that I'm going to start this segment off with is called Extreme Ownership. It's one of my favorite books as it applies to the business setting and to leadership principles in general. And it's one that I often will, well, purchase an individual copy for each of my employees when they onboard, so that from time to time we can talk about the principles there, because there are principles from this book that I have adapted in my companies in order to create the culture that conceptualizes by my view of what leadership is and what ownership is of the various tasks we do within a company. That said, if you've read it, hopefully there are a few things that we point out a little bit different. But again, this book is called Extreme Ownership, How U.S. Navy SEALs Lead and Win. And it's written by a couple of men who had U.S. military careers in and around the SEALs, both individually and then subsequently as training. And then they've launched that into kind of corporate leadership and training. And there's lots of materials out there about this book and lots of people that have read it and that continue to read it. So I just want to hit really just two main points. And I don't want to completely summarize each of these, so I'm going to read a couple of sentences for each of the principles that I wanted to address. The first principle that I want to hit right out of the gate is really the idea of what is extreme ownership itself. And in reading from the book, it says, on any team and in any organization, all responsibility for success and failure rests with the leader. The leader must own everything in his or her world. There is no one else to blame. The leader must acknowledge mistakes and admit failures, take ownership of them, and develop a plan to win. Extreme ownership requires leaders to look at an organization's problems through the objective lens of reality without emotional attachments to agendas or plans. This is a little bit of a primer for some of the concepts throughout the book, but it goes on to say that extreme ownership mandates that a leader set aside ego, accept the responsibility for failures, attack weaknesses, and consistently work to build a better and more effective team. And I want to hit that first, not only because it is the fundamental basis for the book itself, but because I believe that in every company, if it is to succeed, the owners and the leaders, and this isn't just simply the boss, but, you know, the leaders of the various areas of responsibility, that could be your receptionist, could be a leader within their sphere, your sales team member, whoever is out there doing estimations or bids on your jobs, the person who's handling your books, the person who's handling kind of the contract process and the client development and marketing. In all of those areas, the individual or the teams have to have extreme ownership. They have to, going back to this, they have to acknowledge their mistakes, they have to admit their failures, and they have to develop a plan to win. Now, you as the owner of the company may ultimately be a large part of developing that plan to win, but you have to not only teach, but you have to demonstrate this idea of acknowledging mistakes and admitting failures. It's not a sign of weakness, in my opinion, for an owner of a company to acknowledge where they can still improve. Hopefully, all of us can realize we have room for improvement in our life and in our business. And this is no more true, especially if you are trying to implement these kinds of cultural changes within your company. You have to do it. So that's principle one. You must own everything. You must practice extreme ownership. And the second principle, in my experience, is difficult for a lot of people to grasp and to really adopt. And it's this idea that there are in business and in life, and obviously in this book we talk about the military, but there are no bad teams, there are only bad leaders. And in borrowing an excerpt from the book itself, it says, when leaders who epitomize extreme ownership drive their teams to achieve a higher standard of performance, they must recognize that when it comes to standards as a leader, it's not what you preach, it's what you tolerate. When setting expectations, no matter what has been said or written, if substandard performance is accepted and no one is held accountable, if there are no consequences, that performance, that poor performance, becomes the new standard. And I want to say that again because I think that's hard to hear sometimes. It says it's not what you preach, it's what you tolerate. On an earlier episode, we talked about the value add in a company by dedicating and creating systems. And those are oftentimes in written or video form. But in combining the idea and the necessity and the value in creating a system with this second idea, that it's not what you preach, it's what you tolerate, then one way of considering that is that we waste all of our time and energy and money by creating systems that we then don't enforce, that we don't train, that we don't teach, that we don't hold people accountable. It's vital. It's crucial for us as individuals who own businesses, whose businesses support the community and all of our various employees and their families, that we practice this extreme ownership. And as part of it, that we also practice what we preach, that we hold others accountable, including ourselves, to those expectations. I've enjoyed sharing a few thoughts with you. Again, if you have questions about the podcast itself, please reach out and share that. It's podcast@Irvine, IRVINE-legal.com. Share some thoughts, share some questions, maybe share a few books that you'd like us to focus on in an upcoming episode. And again, there will be some contact information in the show notes, and I look forward to connecting with you all soon. That's it for today here at your Contractor Biz Corner. Feel free to reach out anytime to chat about ideas you had from our discussion today. Until next time, remember, we're here to help you build, protect, keep, and exit.